Thank you for joining us here on the Spy Shack Podcast, the Challenge Edition. We are back to discuss and recap episode 4 of the Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras. It was a, to me, it was a sad day for who went home, but we'll get there shortly. Ruth has been teasing us with some tea that she wants to spill on the podcast. What did y'all think about what happened last week, going into this week?
I mean, I thought it was a crazy like list of targets. Like they're all heavy hitters, and so like the fact that one of those people were going to go home last night is just like, dang, it better not be the one that I don't want to go home.
So before we get to the actual challenge itself, did you want to bring up anything that happened before they went out to see who was going to end up going into the duel? Is this part of it already, the tea, or is it afterwards?
No, it's all about the elimination.
Okay, cool.
What? I don't have anything. For authentic reactions, I didn't tell y'all. So the whole point of the podcast is to talk about it. And so when it gets time to talk about it, I will talk about it, what okay. I know.
All right, well, let's just jump into the elimination so we can get to the challenge so we can figure out what's going on. This is one of my favorite challenges every season that I've seen, where they're just, well, this one, not maybe as much as the other ones, because I feel like they were kind of cheating and trying to capture themselves before they fell. I've seen one where they launch them in the air. That's probably one of my favorite ones. My favorite thing has always been, what's his name, the host?
Oh, TJ.
TJ. I wanted to call him JT for some reason, but it's TJ. Yeah, I knew it was that. Right. His particular reaction to each elimination and his gleefulness of how when people get hurt or look like they get hurt. Maybe not so much when CT looked like he was done for.
Oh, man.
Honestly, jumping real quick ahead of that, when I saw him coming back to the house, I'm like, that's how I feel like almost every morning when I'm waking up to work.
The Derek, Durrell, and CT talking in the room was like favorite part of the episode. It's so funny to see the other eras hanging out at the pool and like it always, I know they do it for like, that's how they edit it.
Comparing.
Yeah, but like, they're out drinking or doing whatever, and then it goes to CT, Durrell, and Derek, and they're like in bed, and CT's like, I can only lay on this side. Durrell can't even sit down because of his back. And it's just like, oh my God, I was dying.
It's real. It's very real.
No, I'm sure that is real, yes, but like the way they portray it, like that these guys literally like, I mean, maybe they are in bed all day, I don't know. But yeah.
Were you surprised at any of the questions that were missed? Not including the final one.
Right. I will say that the questions were all, which I get it's challenge the eras or whatever, but like all the trivia questions were strictly on the challenge. Where in the past, like if it was history, like it was actual history questions about like the country they were in or things like that. Like there was a few like challenge trivia questions, but most of it were like there was some math questions. There was like you had to spell a certain word. And this one, like poor Kylan, who's like thought he was gonna get an actual geography question. I mean, not that it wasn't a geography question, but it had to do with it was connected to the challenge, something that he probably didn't even watch. And so yeah, it was just they were all tied to the challenge. And so yeah, if you didn't keep up or know everything.
I wanna point something out. Mm-hmm. They said there is one challenge, ex-challenge member, or male, that was on Dancing with the Stars. There's actually another one. Mm. Or did I mishear that question? I thought it said Dancing with the Stars. I don't know.
I don't think it was Dancing with the Stars. It was some other show.
Was it another show? Okay, maybe I just heard, like, I thought it was The Miz. Because The Miz was on Dancing with the Stars.
He was?
Yeah, he didn't last too long, actually.
No.
The only reason I know is I watch wrestling, and they kept talking about it in the wrestling. On Monday Night Raw.
I remember what question you're talking about, but I can't freaking remember
I thought it was Dungeon with the Stars, but I don't know. Maybe it was
what was the answer?
I have never seen that person. It was someone with long hair. Yasif or...
Oh, Yasif. It was So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Asaf. His name is
different,
Asaf.
Different.
There was still dancing involved. Dancing. Don't worry.
So yeah, well, that one. Yeah.
One's a show where they teach you how to dance, and then you wow everybody with your new dancing skills. Another show is where you think you can dance, and they tell you you're terrible.
Exactly. Well, the other one, the other one too, they tell you you're terrible. Well, I guess the just because I've seen the Dancing with the Stars, but the Mexico edition, they're a lot more rougher with the contestants.
I bet. I fun fact: when I was a clown, I got to go to do an event where Dancing with the Stars performers, like the actual star,
the dancing part,
the dancing people came out and did a whole entire performance, and I was like, these people can really dance; they're awesome.
And then you showed up.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then I showed up and was like, I wasn't actually a clown. I was a newsboy handing out papers.
Oh.
It's a different type of thing. It was really weird because I was like the oldest newsboy.
You're like a 40-year-old newsboy?
Yeah. Get your paper. Get your paper. Read all about it. Dancing with the Stars is here.
Okay, sorry. I totally misunderstood. I think I heard the question. I just thought of the wrong show.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. Okay, Era 1 and Era 4. I think Era 4 goes first, then Era 1. I felt like Era 2 was almost all there by the time there was only like 3 of Era 3 left. Mm-hmm. And then slowly Jordan was able to, they even talked about it. If anyone's going to be able to pull this off in a trivia, it's going to be Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they should have been whoever's left over, but because they were doing this whole point system, that's how they got around it, I guess. Just felt like there was, I guess, Era 3 was getting more of the higher points, whereas Era 2 was getting the lower points. And so it just ended up being that even though they had so many people left over, they still tied. The challenge of, when it's a tie, is it always like this, where they do a sudden death?
Yes.
Okay. Question of the sudden death,
he had that smirk in the interview. I don't know what you call those. They're not confessionals, but in the interview thing.
Mm-hmm.
My thought process behind it is, what is the point of throwing that?
Mm-hmm. Like,
wouldn't you want to be safe? Like, why wouldn't you want... Sometimes people don't want the power because then they have to show their cards. So I'm like, is that why he did it? But I do know, so it is true or whatever they said. Like, Jordan and Laurel dated for a while, and I know they have a good relationship. So I feel like whether Jordan won or if Laurel won, like, they were both going to be safe because they both, like, are in an alliance together. So I didn't understand the whole point and, like, the conspiracy behind whether he threw it or not. Because I just don't see why he would.
I thought he threw it so that he could make sure that he knew Laurel was not going to put him in, and he knew that Bananas wouldn't stalemate. Whereas I don't know if who was with Jordan nominated or
Naya.
I don't know if she would have gone along with the plan that Jordan wanted to go with.
I just don't see the benefit of him throwing it. Like, well, he wasn't going to go in either way. Like, I don't know if he did throw it, why he did it.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about, I guess, when we did the first 2 weeks, is they're thinking way too far ahead to what are we, or, you know, let's think about what's going on now. Let's hold the team together now. Mm-hmm. I get that you're going to have to knock each other out eventually, but you should just other teams out and then deal with each other.
Yeah, not to get too ahead of ourselves talking ahead, but even in the previews, it looks like Laurel and Johnny are starting to throw their challenge for the next one. And they all have a history of throwing challenges sometimes. So that way certain people can vote people in or whatever. So that way people on their team can go. So I don't know. I didn't understand why if he did throw it. I don't understand why. I tried to figure it out.
I'm going to use my one reference to Survivor here in this part right here.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I only do once a week. You get bad. There's like a bad luck thing on Survivor when you throw a challenge. There's been numerous times where a team that is doing really good throws a challenge, and all of a sudden the other team just comes back and demolishes that team. And they call it, it's like a curse. If you throw a challenge once, you're gonna go on a losing streak.
Oof, yeah.
So, but Survivor is really superstitious as far as that. They call it the Survivor gods or angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, Laurel already told Bananas that who she wanted to send in, and he was like, "I'm not gonna stalemate. I'm gonna go ahead like he knew she was not going to stand down, right? And I kind of feel like that kind of just kind of takes away the anticipation of who's going to be when they're already calling it out from the very beginning. But I guess there was not a lot of chatter on who we're going to send in or not. So they had to just edit it that way. Poor Anissa. This is this is only the fourth elimination? Third elimination?
Third.
Mm-hmm. And she's been in each one, right?
No, she was in two of them.
Okay. Well, I thought she was in the first one for some reason.
I mean, she was in the first one when she had to do the pole wrestle with Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a week off. And then this one.
I don't know why I thought this was like the third time she was going in. But like I said before, in the first episode we did, I have a like love-hate relationship with Anissa, because sometimes I feel like she's super sloppy on the show, where she's getting into a lot of drama. I kind of really like her this season, mainly because I feel like they were picking on her. They were like mainly making sure she left early in the show. And Derek was also in there against Horatio. How do we want to say it? How do they say it on the show? Horatio?
I say Horatio.
Horatio, but...
We can say Horatio, because you sound weird when you say Horatio.
I don't know if Greg can say it. Yeah, I don't know if Greg can say it.
Horatio. I will say this. Voice. Are we talking about the elimination yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about the actual elimination challenge, well, I guess.
What I was going to say is I called it when the episode started as far as who was going in. Because, and I think I mentioned this last week, like you can always tell who's going to go home or who's going up against each other because they focus or highlight that friendship or story or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when they showed Anissa and Jenny talking about not wanting to go up against each other and that they're close, and I'm like, they have never shown that these girls are friends. So I was like, those are the two that are going in. I was like, those are the two going in. Like one of them, like, so I already knew who before the challenge even started and everything, because I mean, I don't think it was scripted, like, because they knew they were targets. So I can see them like having a conversation like, man, I hope I don't have to go up against you. But the way they like portrayed it, that they're like, maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know all these people personally. I feel like I do though. But
do you think they go back and record stuff again to make it look like it happened during the elimination?
Maybe. I do try to catch some mistakes like that, like people's hair, and like your hair wasn't like that earlier, or like, wait, what happened there? And I don't know. They are, it's a production thing, I guess. I don't know.
There was, okay, wait, maybe I do know something, because I did see something or saying production helped one of them. Was this part of it?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess let's get to the elimination itself. You want to explain the elimination?
Sure. So I don't even know what they called it. I had never really seen this game or like
Jax,
a version of this game. But yeah, they were basically playing Jax. They had to throw the ball up into like a basket, and then it had like a little ramp to go down, and there's Jax on the floor. They had to pick them up, put them in the wall, and then they had to catch the ball at the end before it touched the ground. If they didn't catch it before it touched the ground, all those Jax had to go back furthest away from the board, and 40 of them. I was like, I was glad they fast forwarded when the girls, I was like, are we really going to sit here and watch these? And I was like looking at the time on the show, how much was left. I was like, we're not even going to get to see the guys, but they fast forwarded.
So tell me, what, Jenny in the past, is she athletic?
Yeah. She's all muscles. I mean,
okay. She's not in like endurance.
I honestly don't even know what her elimination.
Not that I have endurance, right? But
right. I don't even know what her elimination thing is. Like, I know there was one season where, like, she never went in. Like, she just played a quiet game and nobody really targeted her. I don't know. But I have seen that happen not only with her, with other people. Like, they're all muscles and all they do is, like, lift weights and stuff. And, like, they can't do a lot of cardio or have the endurance and stuff. Fessy. That happened to Fessy.
That happens to UFC fighters all the time.
Mm-hmm. So...
just gas out
real quick. I was waiting for an underdog win already. I actually got sad when she got eliminated. I'm like, what? I truly thought they were setting it up for her to power through the whole season, keep going and keep going, and then making it to the end again.
Yeah.
But I
yelled at the TV. Like my wife was watching with me, and she's like, I don't even know who these people are. And I was like, no, this is so weak right now. You don't understand. Like this. like, this is so messed up.
Mm. Yeah. And it's always hard to tell, like, what is actually happening because everything is edited and stuff like that. And it's like, was it really that close? I think it really was that close, though.
But what's, like, other eliminations and other shows? We never know truly if it is, unless there's a sun in the background and you can tell, you know, mm-hmm. oh, it's bright one day moment, then all of a sudden it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not as close as they thought it was. But I know other shows do sometimes re-record shots from, like, far away with people dressed up as the people competing so that they can make it look closer.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Amazing Race and Survivor both do that.
The Amazing Race does that?
Mm-hmm. They don't change outcome.
Mm-hmm.
They might re-record some stuff so that it makes it look like it's closer to than it really is.
Like someone does, like get to the mat type of situations. There's no way.
Yeah, well, that's why the only time they can't do that is when it's like one team is like hours and hours behind.
Are they like, they never made it past the checkpoint mm-hmm. and they're still there.
That would be me. how do I do this? Oh man.
And like Greg's juggling everything.
Here's my question, and I don't know about, like, was the ball like a regular basketball or was it like a medicine ball? It looked like it was heavy.
It looked heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it had some, like it was like they were hefting it, like at a point it was like they're
it looked shiny.
They're both pretty done.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's why Jenny was tired. I mean, Anissa didn't look like she was as tired as Jenny was. But she did say that as soon as she got eliminated, went home last time, she went and worked out and got ready for this one. So, So unfortunately, Anissa is out now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking this is where some of the teas
come in. Spicy comes in.
Yeah. Derek versus Horacio. And I've only seen Horacio.
Someone's here with us.
Oh, I don't see anybody.
It says three.
It does show someone else is with us, but I can't see them. There.
Reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself.
Send us a chat.
But anyway.
Sorry, I got distracted. Hi, fan. Just
I've seen.
We have one.
We have one listener.
We have one.
Well, one listener live, because this is the first time we're actually trying to go live.
Right.
Last week was a train wreck, and that is still going to come out. That is still going to come out. But I think each one of us had at least one technical issue during the episode, and it's just really really hard to edit that. So that one is still going to come out. It's just going to come out of order. It's going to show up in the
feed. Everyone was asking me, where's the episode? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know if it actually recorded. Okay, anyways.
So like I said, I've only known Horacio for, what, four seasons? And he's only come out in one of the ones that I saw, in one that I didn't see. And I really liked him. It doesn't help. It doesn't hurt that he's Latino, right? But so, you know, he has representation there. But still, you know, I really actually really like them. He's a beast at some of these, but
he is a beast at everything.
I'm a little sad that he's gone, so I really thought he was gonna mull through this. Okay, so
apparently on the Twitter and Instagram, it is like blowing up that he actually won the elimination and production decided otherwise. So you can, and I noticed it on the TV. And honestly, when the episode ended, I kind of like, I wasn't like happy. I wasn't sad. Like, I wasn't like anxious. I was just like, what the heck? So, yeah, Nerys, his girlfriend, is like all fired up. And like, now it's like, are you team production or team Horacio? And so, like, that is what is trending right now. You can follow the Instagram account, Challenge911. And that is all they're talking about. Jordan went live, Tori went live, Bananas went live. Like, they were all talking about whether it was production or not.
I don't watch this live the day the episode goes out, so I have to
stay off.
No. What I had to do is actually mute people from the challenge on Instagram because
there's a message.
It says so spicy. See, do you want to let us know who this is?
That has to be Sarah. My buddy, Spicy Enchilada.
What's it called? I had to mute him because as soon as I look at the time, it's like 9 o'clock or 9:30, and all you see is people going live from the challenge, and that happens since the first week. So I'm like, well, I don't get to see it that day, so I can't be looking at this.
Whereas I'm trying to hurry up and watch it on time so I could see their lives because, but then some of them are watching it in the West Coast and some of them are watching it. So I don't even get to, and they're not saving their lives, so I can't go back and watch it. But this challenge fan based Instagram, like, is sharing snippets from everybody's life. So yeah, if you look,
I'm looking up now.
When you look and watch it, and they have like the screenshots all on the gram. When they look, when they show a snapshot of Derek's board, the jack is not in the peg. Like, there's one missing. Mm. And it's actually within, I wonder if I could put it on my phone and show it from here. Is that illegal? So then, and then Nerissa's point, because she's defending her man rightfully so. When you watch what Osio put in his last peg, he's walking up to the board casually and just like sticks it in there and just turns around and puts his hands up.
Also, he wouldn't be there if he wouldn't be like that if he didn't have an issue, right?
Exactly. If it was that close, he wouldn't have casually just put it in. He would have been running and like out of breath and saying like, did you get it? But yeah. No, he like put it in, turned around confidently, like, I got it. And Nerissa was like, he would never act that casual and that nonchalant. And that's what a lot of the other people are saying. Somebody also spilled that.
Is it the challenge T911?
Yes. Someone also spilled that. It took production 45 minutes after they blew the horn to make the decision that the cast was there waiting for 45 minutes. And so Jordan was kind of saying, like, the people that are saying, like, Derek did win and it was that close. He's like, those people have been around for so long. It's a lot of Era 1 people because obviously they get to keep their Derek. But that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes in with the show when you sign up, and they kind of just ride the waves to get their paychecks or to keep getting asked to come back to All Stars and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it kind of does make sense. Whereas, I mean, I don't know if Jordan will ever come back because he is saying a lot of stuff on Instagram. Every day I follow another challenger because I'm like, I need to keep up with this. He was like bashing the production and that it's like the worst like living situations they've ever been in. And like all this stuff. And so, yeah, Jordan was like Horacio that got robbed from him. A lot of challengers are coming out and like saying that it was, I can't move the mouse, but you can see the extra one right below it to the left.
Uh-huh.
There's like an extra jack there.
Well, there's a missing one right there.
I know, but go down and then three to the left from where the hole is. No, go to the hole, go down. Go to the hole and go down to the next row.
Yeah.
And then, so Jordan was saying that production only tells the rules to the ones that are playing the elimination. So what the rest of the cast members hear is just whatever we hear from TJ. And so when they went back to it, Horacio says the rules were the peg had to be in the hole. And Derek is saying, no, they said they had to be on it. And so, man, these people better share our podcast. We're over here promoting them. Let's get famous.
Yeah. Share it.
Because we're so spicy. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of back and forth. And then that, because then there's another edited one where it shows the jack in the hole. And it's like, if the rule was that it just had to be on the board, then why would they edit it to be in there? And that Anissa had also knocked over some, and that production refs had helped her put them back in the hole.
What did you say the hashtag is?
I don't know if it's a real hashtag, but like people they're like, so and so is team production, so and so is team.
Let's just see.
And apparently, that he's going into retirement, and he never wants to come back because. Oh, you're on the actual Twitter.
No, this is Instagram.
Okay, I was like, no, if you go to, yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're hashtagging it, but yeah, Nerissa is fired up, going, clapping back at a lot of people. What else was being said? But, oh, that Jenny actually spoke out, like, while they announced it, they're like, that is not right. Like, why would you say that? Blah, 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 blah. Like, it was clear for the people who were there that he won fair and square.
So I'm on the two challenge Instagram, and there's a guy named Brad Jones that says elimination felt fishy. Why was it? Oh, that feels so nonchalant at the end. That's what you do when it's a guaranteed win. Why was Derek so nervous waiting for TJ's announcement?
Mm-hmm. And you yep. can see the defeat in his face when they announce him, because I like they're it's all over the internet, and he's just like shakes his head and is just like, wow. Like,
well, I don't think this is enough to where it's gonna mess up the show. I think the show has committed followers, and they're going to keep watching no matter what. But it does might lose some people.
Like, is my life alive? If the podcast this is our last episode, we're done.
We're boycotting. Greg, you only watched 4 episodes.
That 4 was enough for me. I mean, 40 seasons, 4 episodes. It just, I mean, you got something like that. That's too much spite.
Yeah, so I did see something, but before I saw production help, and then before I finished reading it, I took it off my screen because I didn't want to read what was going on. So now when you kept saying that there's something going on, I'm like, oh, wait, I did see something. Yeah.
And so now they're like, oh, now we have to go up against production and not just the castmates. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Apparently a bunch of people were upset that night, and like, I mean, maybe that's why people are going to throw a challenge next week. I don't know. Dun, dun, dun. And then I saw like a tweet or whatever, because D was Australian that I said that like she actually won the final, but they didn't even give her any airtime. Yeah. And they could edit D out in the 2 days after she like did whatever she did, but they couldn't edit Derek's peg out in 3 months. I'm like, dang. And it's like, and I think Nerys said in one of the tweets, like, it's nothing against Derek. Like, Derek didn't ask for this. Like, they like Derek and all respect to him. But it really was, like, on the production team that, like, completely screwed Horacio over. Which, I mean, I watch it because, not just because of him, but he's one of my favorites. And I know a lot of people watch it before him, too. And it's just like, that's insane. If that really was the thing, and that's what they want, that's who they wanted to get rid of. Like, what the heck?
I wonder if there's something else that went on during the day, or something that he might have said between seasons, and they were like just out for him.
Oh,
I will say, you know how like the foreshadowing when they show an Horacio saying like, oh, I just haven't been in the right mind or whatever. I'm like, no, he's gonna go home. And then. If you pay attention, let's watch this next episode. Whoever they focus on in the beginning, I bet you those are the people that are going in. That's how they always do it. And so I was like, no freaking way. I didn't want it to be true. When I saw them foreshadowing that he was saying he hasn't been in his head mentally, I was like, no, he better not go home. There's no way. And they freaking sent him home.
Now I'm going to be watching for those types of things when I watch next episode.
So I'm looking at the two challenge Instagram, and they have Anissa here, and people are talking about her, and people are actually saying they're surprised that she did really well compared to Jenny, who there's some people are saying that it looked like Jenny had COPD because of how she was breathing. That means it's social media. And then someone said her and her ankle need to retire.
God. She did good though. Like,
she did. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised. The reason why I didn't like her at first was because when I first started watching it, I felt like she was always going in and she was always losing. So I was like, why did they keep bringing her back if she's always like losing? At least the ones that I was seeing. And then she was always in the drama. But lately, when I started watching it again, she had been competing, and she has she's tied for the most, or she's already beat the record for the most challenge wins by a female. That was one of the things when the first week of the elimination that
she was either beating
it or she was tying it. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh yeah, I have to look into that. But yeah, she's really good in the sand in the eliminations.
So yeah, makes good TV.
Mm-hmm.
So Laurel and Darrell. Mm-hmm. I say it all different ways because I forget what's going on there. Do you know what? It looked like he wanted a fighter.
I mean, he said it like, oh, she's always running her mouth and bullying people, which
But then she goes and throws like someone else under the bus too.
Mm-hmm.
Emily. And she's also the one that's always going after Michelle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So a pretty good episode with I guess T that I didn't even know about till now, and sad You're episode welcome. At the same time because yeah. two people that we really liked went home.
Mm-hmm.
So does Spicy watch the show, or is she watching for us?
She watches it. Okay. So it was funny because, like, I don't know a lot of people that watch the challenge, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast so I could meet other people. And then, so she's my work bestie. And so I told her, I'm like, oh, I'm doing a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we're covering the challenge. She's like, oh my God. And we just started talking about all the cast members and stuff. And I was like, I can't believe this whole time. I've known her for 2 years and I didn't even know she watched the challenge.
Well, I have a friend that told me all of a sudden that she watches it too. And I was putting it up and I'm like, are you just saying that because you're being a good sport and helping us, what's it called?
No, Erica. Promote? Erica, my friend that always comes for Friendsgiving, she also watches the challenge. She just doesn't have anywhere to watch it on right now, so I may have to share our YouTube TV password. I'm just kidding.
No, YouTube, we don't do that.
She watches it, but she doesn't have anywhere to watch it right now. what was I going to say, though?
So are we going to jump into the weekly episode of recommendation or season recommendation?
I will recommend an elimination to watch. My favorite one of Jordan is they had to break these light bulbs and then he had to like hammer a nail, like these big like nails into something. I think he was up against Josh or somebody with a lot of muscles. And that's all I'm going to say. I was like, I was going to go all in. But obviously Jordan's the underdog because he's missing a hand. But because he's been in construction all his life and does a lot of things, like, and he's learned his whole life how to live with one hand, like,
around it.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite eliminations to see Jordan compete in. And I love watching Jordan compete. So, yeah.
Greg, did you ever go watch that episode from last week?
I don't know
what I recommended. I don't even know what I recommended.
It was like season 28 or something, episode 24 or
I recommend all of them.
Yes, you recommend all of them. But I don't have all that time. All I know is Josh is a big baby.
You barely have enough time to watch the one episode you have to watch each week.
He just watched it like 5 minutes ago.
I did.
He's watching it right now.
I am. That's why I'm so quiet. No, but I will tell you this though. I mean, like, watching this episode and then like whenever they did pan on my boy Josh, I'm like, gosh, you're such a baby. I mean, like anytime that he did talk about stuff, he was like, well, I'm safe.
I feel like this episode went by fast. I'm just bummed out. I really don't have much more to talk about. I guess we'll see what comes up next week, and let's see what's going on with throwing the challenge and if it comes back to biting your buddy in the butt. It's going to bite someone when all of a sudden they switch up the partners or they switch out the game and now you're stuck with somebody you didn't want to be on there or going against someone.
Or those points come back.
Oh, that's right.
So the people that are getting eliminated are ranking and giving out points somehow.
You see, I keep missing. That's not in my feed right now. I don't know why. Only the first time.
It doesn't. They're not showing it on TV anymore. It was only that first time they showed it.
Just that first time. Okay.
So you know this already, though.
But I remember, and I don't take notes. And you always tell me take notes, and I'm like, I don't need to take
but
notes.
But are they doing it every week, or was it just that first?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they're doing it every week.
So everybody that goes gets to give somebody points. Oh, yeah, that's gonna take some people down a peg if they didn't think they were getting
peg, literally.
Too soon, right? Greg, who do you want to see go next week?
Well, who are the targets?
I already forgot.
CT. I don't want
to. Well, CT was self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is noble of these people to start nominating themselves. And then Corey and Josh did not.
I'm pissed.
I mean, I loved Corey, so I don't want him to go anywhere. But it's CT.
Josh needs a haircut.
CT and Veronica. Is it Veronica that's on the show? Not Veronica. What's her name? Tina.
Tina.
CT and Tina, Nehemiah, and who's Hope on there spicy. For? She didn't even watch it. I told her she needed her. Well, maybe she watched it before our podcast. I told her she had to catch up tonight.
It's like me. She watched just like I did, maybe.
Right.
Right before.
I know it's Nehemiah. Are you looking it honestly, up?
I'm trying to look it up.
Everybody that got nominated for, you know, that got put up there, though, like, I honestly am like, oof, that's like another power set of people that they're all, you don't want any of those people to go home. And I'm pretty sure, like, some of them are going to play out really hard.
So, wasn't Devin one of them?
Devin and Tori, yes, mm-hmm. for era 3.
I usually already have these, what's it called, looked up by the time we start.
Oh, but... Nehemiah and Emily for era 2. And then for era 4, it's Kylan and Olivia. See? All in my brain.
CT, didn't write Gina, it down. Nehemiah, Emily, Devin, Tori, Kylan, Olivia.
Boom. Oh. Before you could find it.
A few feathers were ruffled. Devin was expecting Corey to volunteer.
Yeah.
Kylan thought Josh was planning to volunteer from era 4. That's where it is. I got that information, extra little information. Goldberry? Old Derby. Okay. I can't talk. All right. I think we're going to leave it there. We're going to be the shortest episode we have so far. We had like 20 minutes of failures last week. So technically, this is our shortest episode. I'll try to get the missing episode out there pretty soon. If I have to record my, like, kind of do interludes and kind of catch people up what was going on when everyone shut down and all that, I'll do that.
What are you, the podcast, the production team for the challenge?
Oh, wow. Actually, I'm switching my... I want the production team to go home.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, we'll see y'all. Next week is going to be a little bit different because we are not going to be here in the San Antonio area because we're going to be getting ready to dress up like Guidos.
What?
Guidos.
Oh, Guidos.
The Jersey Shore. Can we have a podcast covering the family vacation?
Yeah.
We can do a podcast on anything.
Yeah.
As long as Spicy listens every week, we got somebody.
we'll take pictures and we'll post them. I don't know.
It depends on
how fun of a party that is.
So, Greg, it's my birthday next week, and I'm having a Jersey Shore themed party.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's my.
I'm going to have my hair up to like right here.
Family vacation, right?
Yes. We're going to try to do Sowell's hair like DJ Pauly D. I don't know who she meant needed to get a haircut, but that's why he can't cut his hair because we are going to blow out Sowell's hair.
I think she's talking about
Josh.
Josh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Greg's favorite. I was like, dang, she's taking jabs and she hasn't even met you yet. But that's how Spicy works.
I haven't cut my hair in like a month now.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it up.
Oh hopefully dang. It yeah, you're gonna look like Pauly D for sure.
Yeah. I'm not gonna look like him, I'm just gonna have his hair.
Are you gonna
No.
Shave your whole face?
You should. Do it.
For my birthday.
Get clean.
That'll be my present.
Ruth's sister will probably kick me out of the house if I shave.
You can stay with me. I have an extra room.
We'll leave it there. We'll see you all next time. I'm gonna figure out how to put our because this is the first time we're putting in video. I'll figure out more of this production side too, so we can have our check out our Instagram handles there so that you all know where to find us. Either way, I'm putting it in the description. Remember to subscribe, to like, to do whatever. We are going to be setting up a web YouTube page for these episodes. It's also going to have, for the future, Survivor episodes. We're wanting to do the Traitor episodes and the Amazing Race episodes. Are we going to be able to do every single one of them every single week? I don't know, especially with Amazing Race, Survivor, and the challenge going all at once. The Amazing Race might be sacrificed. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe we can find a way to do it. But we'll see you all next time on the Spice Shack Podcast.
Bye.
Podcast Challenge Edition.
Thanks for watching and listening.
Yeah.